possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
I have been told that John in Edgert, is that Edgert, has been deemed worthy of being on the Rahimi and Harris show on The Score.
How long of a leash do you think that'll keep on, Ben Johns will keep on Caleb and not put Paige in him?
Here we go. Here we go, Jack. Here we go, Tony.
John, thanks for the call.
Is that a serious question?
No, I don't think that anybody's anxious to put Tyson Bagent in.
That's a good answer.
But,
oh, Jesus.
If Caleb Williams is like bad through 8 or 9 games, then that might push your hand.
He's Dan Wiederer. He joins us on The Score.
And a texter asked, at what point would Ben Johnson bench Caleb Williams for Tyson Bagent?
I think we could do 4 hours on Friday on this very topic.
Well, then we will.
You should feel great about the things that Tyson Bagent has done to put himself in position to be a guy that can either fill in case of emergency or be an answer for you if you need a temporary switch of lanes here as you go forward.
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bagent. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure blood.
All right, thank God that's over. I got a headache.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In a perfect world, you see Tyson Bagent at the end of games, kneeling down, closing out a blowout win or just a close win. In a perfect world, but we don't know what kind of world we're living in. We do know that today is the day of the cuts. Welcome into Rahimi and Harris. Marshall Harris, along with Russell Dorsey, who is in for Layla. You know Russ, the national MLB insider from Yahoo Sports, here to talk baseball, but to talk about a whole lot more. Reminder, you can call us, Texas, 312-644-6767. As we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You can also watch us, if you prefer the visual medium, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Behind the glass, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano. They are our producers, along with help from Brandon Fryer. Also on that Twitch line, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, keeping us up and running. When we have breaking news, I expect there to be breaking news on the show, by the way, because it is cut down day. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. An exciting show, but we got to start with the cut downs, Russell. 90 to 53 in a matter of roughly 72 hours for most of the NFL.
Yeah.
The Bears have already started. Guys like Ian Wheeler, Royce Freeman, gone from the running backs room. We don't know what to expect, but this is a big day. in terms of NFL roster construction and how you head into the regular season?
We've been waiting here in the city of Chicago to see what the Ben Johnson era would look like in terms of the roster. And we're going to know by 4 p.m. today. I think that's 3 p.m. Central Time.
3 p.m. Central Time.
4 p.m. Eastern. And the Bears, they do have question marks still, right? For as exciting of a time as it is to say, all right, after waiting, after three preseason games, we finally get games that count in a couple, in what, 10 days or so before the Minnesota Vikings come into the town?
The Vikings come in 2 Mondays from now. So not next Monday, but the following Monday.
And so who is your left tackle? We don't have an answer to that. Where is your running back depth? We don't have an answer to that either. What is to be made of Andrew Billings, which you alluded to when we were in transition? There's a lot of things to figure out with this roster before you get to Monday Night Football. And so you're going to have tough conversations if you're Ben Johnson, if you're Ryan Poles, because I think some of these decisions are going to be, wow, did we waste a draft pick on this guy?
Yes.
And end up having to cut him 1, 2, 3 years later? Like, those are honest conversations that you have to have. But I think for me, I talked about sunk costs a little bit earlier. I don't think you can look at it if you're Ryan Poles and say, oh, man, we took this guy in the third round 2 years ago, and now we're cutting him. And sound like Eeyore. No, this is a new era. You have a new head coach. You guys are in lockstep. Your contracts are aligned. You can't worry about what you did in the Matt Eberflus era, right? You're in the Ben Johnson era. And so every decision that you make needs to be with that focus in mind. If Ben Johnson says, hey, this is not a guy I think can play on my roster, that guy shouldn't be here anymore.
Well, I think there is the problem. And that's why I said this is a big day for Ryan Poles, because his pride is certainly going to be tossed aside. I don't know if it already has been. Ben Johnson is in charge of the Chicago Bears. That has been made very plain, very clear. From what I can tell, Ryan Poles is the guy that goes and gets the groceries that are being ordered by Ben Johnson and defensive coordinator Dennis Allen and maybe offensive line coach Dan Rochard. You look at all the people with way more experience coaching in the NFL and knowing what it takes to win in the NFL than Ryan Poles. Yes, Ryan Poles has the contract extension. That's one thing. But I think it's with the knowledge that, hey, I didn't do a very good job. And when you look at guys like third-round pick Zach Pickens, third-round pick Karan Amagaji, and understand if they're not good enough to be on Ben Johnson's team as deemed by the head coach Ben Johnson, then you did a poor job. So if both those guys get cut today, I think it says a lot about what Ryan Poles' evaluation was heading into this year. And you can argue, knowing that Ben Johnson had a bigger role than Matt Eberflus ever did as far as draft concerns, that if you don't have a left tackle going into the season, it's not just on Ryan Poles. It's also on Ben Johnson, and it's also on Dan Rochard, who said we can develop an Ozzie Tripillo to be the left tackle that we want him to be, and he can be ready for opening day. He's not going to be ready for opening day. So Braxton Jones looks like he's going to be your starter as far as Monday Night Football is concerned at Soldier Field against the Vikings. And that leaves a guy like Karan Amagaji, who was drafted just last year in the third round, fighting for not only a roster spot, but even if he makes the roster, depth chart spot opposite of Theo Benedet, who joined this organization at the same time you did, except the Bears didn't spend a draft pick on him. I think that says a lot about where Ryan Poles is and about where Ben Johnson is. And I think those cuts, as they come out today, leading up to 3 p.m., are going to tell us even more about how much of a failure or success, or maybe not as much of a failure, that Ryan Poles is as GM.
I know what you're saying about pride and a little bit of ego when it comes to, man, I was the GM of the Chicago Bears for a while before Ben Johnson got here. And if I make the cuts that we are probably going to have to make or thinking about making, that reflects poorly on me. But I think if you're going to be the person in charge of getting the Chicago Bears where they need to go, and I get Ben Johnson is a huge part of that, but Ryan Poles is still the GM of the Chicago Bears. You got a contract extension, so you know you're going to be here for the foreseeable future. You got to put that pride to the side and say, if this decision is the best decision to make the Chicago Bears better, that has to be made. That's the decision that you have to go with. And are you a closer to be a winning team if you make those moves? If the answer is yes, it shouldn't even be a second thought. It's like, all right, this is the move we're going to make. We're going to have conviction in this decision, and we're going to move forward.
Yeah, it's never too late to make up for your past mistakes and bad decisions. The quickest way to do that is by course correction. So if they believe that Karan Amagaji is not good enough to be on this team based on who else he's competing against, that would be a course correction of saying, we saw potential in this guy, Karan Amagaji, even though we drafted him and we knew he's going to have injury problems and going to miss the first training camp, and he's been not 100% healthy this time around in training camp, but we're going to go ahead and cut him and say Theo Benedet is a better option for us at left tackle or right tackle or swing tackle, however you want to say it. I guess the way I'm looking at this is Ryan Poles, yes, is the general manager, but there's been plenty of people with that title that haven't had full I can fire the head coach type of things. Now, I know that if you look at the top of the food chain at the Bears,
yeah,
they said the coach will report to the GM and the GM will report to me. That's what was said. But in reality, the GM has had to swallow his pride a little bit and understand, I did not get the job done with my decisions leading up to this point. There's a reason why we lost 10 games last year and had to fire a head coach for the first time in franchise history in season. And I think that's where we are as we talk about cut down day 90-53 with Russell Dorsey in for Layla Rahimi here on Rahimi and Harris. It should be a fun day because coming up later in the show, Ian Happ will join us. Don't have a time yet on that, but when we get it, we will let you know.
TBD.
Also, your guy, your man, Xavier Scruggs,
yeah,
is going to join the program at 12:25. So that should be a good time. And then our guy, Herb Howard, the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs Media, he will join us at 11:25. But continuing this discussion, I think another harsh reality that we may see today, Russ, Andrew Billings. Everybody lamented when Andrew Billings tore his pec last year,
yeah,
because that's when we saw a shaky Bears defense become just gaping holes, porous, to say the least, last
Swiss
year.
Swiss cheese, if you
yes,
will.
They were running through, around, up and over, however you want to get it, after Andrew Billings got, yeah, hurt. But there's been talk. We had Dan Weider on the program from The Athletic yesterday. There's been this idea that Andrew Billings might be cut today because he does not fit the prototype of what Dennis Allen likes in his defensive lineman. And he's getting paid a little bit of money, too. And he wasn't going to start.
Right.
So you add all that up. Now, I say you need guys to be able to rotate and not have a fall off when you talk about that second and even third wave of defensive linemen. But if he is cut, I think Chicago needs to be okay with that and understand the decision was made from a roster standpoint to give Dennis Allen what he needs up front to be as successful as he needs to be, because he's got to be better than what we saw last year. I think in this city, and really all cities, fan bases fall in love with guys who could have been, and this idea of a guy over what that guy actually did. Andrew Billings was good last year in his role.
Mm-hmm.
The defense was not. So when you have a makeover, sometimes you have to get rid of parts that you see as fundamentally good because they don't fit what you're trying to do. And while I know Andrew Billings will find work on another NFL team, and I would wish him well, I don't think people should be that bent out of shape at all, outside of course, sentimental reasons, if Andrew Billings finds himself on the chopping block today.
Yeah, I think for me, this would be a different cut, in my opinion, than a Karan Amagaji, right? That's probably more of a talent cut. This would be a scheme cut, and scheme cuts happen all the time in the National Football League. Like, you look at it and you say, okay, this guy fits better in a 4-3 than a 3-4. Cool, I understand that. This guy, this running back fits better in a zone running scheme than the one that this team is running. I understand that too. And so that happens. The money part also plays a big factor in the NFL. There's going to be a lot of guys cut today where it's like, hey man, you're not a bad player, but you're making a little bit of cash. And also, you might not fit the scheme as well. There might be a player that can do the same thing that you could do a little bit cheaper. And so we're going to go with that guy. Those things happen. But what I will say to your point, I hope you know what you're doing and having a guy who could be a run stuffer in the middle of your defensive line. Because if you don't, we saw what the results are.
Yeah, it was bad after
not good.
He left. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants and do that today. Russell Dorsey joining us here on Raheemi and Harris. Layla has the day off, and we are talking about Bears cut down day. It is jarring the way cut down day has changed. So it used to be you would have a series of cuts.
Waves.
And so by this date, you need to be down to this many players. And by this date, you need to be down to this many players. And by this time, now, the 53, you wouldn't be cutting that many guys. Now, most teams have cut guys already leading into this day.
Yeah.
But for most teams, there's still about 20 guys per team, if not more, that have to be cut on this day. It is like a graveyard inside an NFL building. I've been in NFL buildings on cut down day, and there's a sort of, you hate to see it.
Yeah.
But it's also a very much a reality. I want you to listen to what Kevin Byard, the safety for the Bears, who's been through many, many cut down days, had to say about the emotions that come with a day where you go from 90 to 53 players.
It's always a weird time, honestly. Like, I don't really like to be in the building when it's going on. I don't like to, you know, see the Reaper walking in the locker room and tapping guys on the shoulder or calling anything. Like, you just don't like to see somebody lose their job at all. You know, you hope that we're going to get some of the guys back on practice squad, whatever. But honestly, I'm checking my phone, too, like, to see around the league, because I got players and guys that I know around the league that I'm just, like, kind of checking in on and stuff like that. So it's not a great day at all. You don't want to see anybody lose their jobs. And I kind of ran into Alex Cook as he was kind of walking out of the building and just told him, like, hey, hopefully we can get you back here in a couple of days. But if not, you know, I hope and praying that you land on your feet and you, you know, find a team or whatever it may be. But, yeah, it's just not a great time in the league because, like you said, most guys – and some guys' dreams will be over, you know what I mean, not playing in the league again. You know, people work their whole entire lives to get to this point, and to be told they're not good enough is, it's life-changing, you know what I mean? So I have a ton of gratitude, you know, for the career I've had and being able to have just finished my 10th training camp, you know what I mean? It's a blessing, and I don't take it lightly at all.
Kevin Byard, safety for the Bears, talking about what cut-down day means around the league and certainly – for himself inside that Bears building. So it is, for some players, the last time they will ever play football at the bottom of the NFL. At the same time, it's a tough day, but it's not necessarily a bad day. So many players will, yes, have their NFL dreams dashed, Russ, but 16 players will end up on a practice squad for the Bears by the end of the week, if not sooner. And a 17th if a team has that international player pathway program. So a lot of these guys will find what has become a very lucrative living playing on the practice squad. Practice squad didn't used to make six figures. Now practice squad, I believe, is in the $200,000 range, and that's without a lot of these guys get a bonus for signing with a team. So it's a day of transition. It's a necessary day. I'm sure you can relate covering in baseball when those final decisions are made.
Spring training cuts, yeah.
Yeah, spring training cuts. And a lot of these guys end up on different teams after they get waived. They get picked up by another team. They find a better situation, which has them in a better situation. And that's what would happen, I think, if Andrew Billings were to get cut.
Yeah, and this is one of those things, because we work in the business, we are very black and white when it comes to a lot of things. Like, okay, this guy got cut. On the next thing, what is a 53-man roster, etc. My really good friend, Joshua Perry, played in the NFL for a little bit, played at Ohio State. He would tell me about when he got cut. This is a guy who was an All-American at Ohio State, one of the leading tacklers in college when he played, gets to the NFL as a fourth-round pick, and it was not easy for him, right? He had issues with concussions and your best ability is your availability, and he wasn't able to be available, and he would talk about getting cut, and it's like, hey man, can you come upstairs and bring your iPad with you? And so we have this joke about, hey, bringing your iPad with you as a sign of you're about to be out of somewhere, and talking to your agent, hey, you need to be in Seattle for a trial, you need to be in Indianapolis for a trial, you need to be this place, you need to be that place. And so that can be very difficult. A lot of these dudes have families and kids and spouses, etc. And also you build relationships within a locker room, right? Where it's like, oh man, I really enjoy being here. I really enjoy this environment. And sometimes I did everything I thought I needed to do to make this roster and I didn't make it. That's probably a gut punch for a lot of these dudes. And you're right. Many of them will land on their feet on a practice squad somewhere, but some won't. And this might be the end of the line, and you just never know where things go after you get cut.
Shout out to all the players out there following their dreams. Okay, I want to tell you we're going to be giving some stuff away in this program. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Riot Fest. That's Sunday, September 21st, featuring performances by Green Day, Idols, Bad Religion, Inhaler, and more. That's coming up later in the program. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion about cutdown day. Back to that offensive line discussion, because there may be some external options for Ben Johnson, which he may be familiar with. And also, that running back room, DJ Moore has entered the chat. How much do you want to see DJ Moore in the backfield? Russell and I discuss more. Raheemi and Harris with Russ Dorsey in for Layla on 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Handoff. It's a good game. DJ Moore gets close to 10 with that.
You feel comfortable taking handoffs if you have to, or no? Really not there yet.
No, I feel comfortable. I don't, like I said, just being an athlete at this point, you just do it all and just attack it. I mean, it's daunting, but I mean, I get paid the big bucks to do it, so why not?
That's a man trying to earn his cash right there. DJ Moore, that play courtesy of CBS, but he's talking about the idea that he could be in the running back room a little bit more than what we saw last year at the end of the season. When they were just trying to find anything to get some offense going. You're listening to Raheemi and Harris. Russell Dorsey in for Layla. I know you guys know him as the baseball guy, the national insider for the MLB, for Yahoo Sports. But yeah, he's also the guy who's got a lot of meat on the bone, in that he could talk a little baseball, football. Sure, if I throw some blades of steel at him, he'll do that too. Yes,
getting out of the way.
He could do it. He could do it all. Reminder: we have coming up at 11:25. Herb Howard, Bears reporter for the Bigs Media. Excited to talk to him about these cutdowns and everything, but let's continue the conversation with the running back room. So yesterday, Ian Wheeler and Royce Freeman both gone. The Bears practiced yesterday, Russell. It was DeAndre Swift.
Yeah.
Britton Brown. That was it. Two running backs. Oh, wait, there was a third. His name's DJ Moore. DJ Moore is going to be a part of what they are doing at running back. Listen to what Declan Doyle had to say about the level of concern with that depth in the running back room and what DJ Moore's role could be.
What's your level of concern with the running back room right now, because you've got multiple guys that have been banged up?
Yeah, I think your question kind of is, you know, it has to relate to injury specific because
I'm not asking like how long is this guy out?
Yeah. I just mean like we're depleted a little bit in that area, as you can see, and so you know, we got to find ways to get our guys the ball. That doesn't always have to be the running back. That can be a wideout. That can be a tight end. But we'll continue to try to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers.
That's TJ Moore's been used out of the backfield a little bit in practice. Does being down a couple of running backs entice you at all to put him back there more?
Yeah, I think that same answer. You know, we're trying to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers, and so whoever those people are and where they may be aligned pre-snap, you know, can change. But, I'll leave it at that.
All right, so you have the words there of offensive coordinator Declan Doyle for the Bears. And it seems like DJ Moore will not just have a role, but an increasing role in the backfield. One of the reasons I think they can do this, Russell, is because if you look at the receiver room, that's where they might be the deepest of any position on the team. When you have DJ Moore, you have Luther Burden III that they just drafted. Roma Dunze,
yeah,
certainly. Alamide Zaccheaus, Devin Duvernay. Don't know if Tyler Scott's going to be here. But they have guys who can do the thing that DJ Moore does as far as receiver. But DJ Moore has a unique skill set in which he's good in traffic. He's not afraid to go play in traffic. And that translates from receiver to running back or just some type of usage out of the backfield.
I hear everything that you're saying. I heard everything that Declan Doyle is saying. I love the idea of getting the ball to your playmakers as much as possible. Like, how many times can I get my best players' touches? So when you think of a wide receiver playing a little bit of running back, the big name that you think of is Deebo Samuel.
Absolutely.
Right? So Deebo Samuel, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds listed. DJ Moore, 6 feet tall, 213 pounds. Now, if you've watched football, you know Deebo Samuel is a little chunkier than DJ Moore. DJ Moore is lean and mean, right? I think that's fair to say, and that's not to take a shot at Deebo. When Deebo really made his name in 2021, he was an all-pro, first-team all-pro, 77 catches, 1,405 yards, 6 touchdowns. Out of the backfield, 59 carries for 365 yards and 8 touchdowns. That's 136 touches for what was their best offensive player. I don't know if I want DJ Moore getting 60 carries, but if you said DJ Moore got 35 carries, okay. If you found different ways to line him up in the backfield and getting him the football as a receiver, cool. I like the idea of getting creative in ways to get DJ the ball because I feel like, especially last year, the only unique way the Bears coaching staff would get DJ the ball was in the screen game. And I feel like there are a lot better ways to use his skill set as a receiver and getting him that run after the catch that you're talking about, being able to move in traffic, pick up extra yards. But if DJ Moore got 115 touches this year, 80 to 90 catches, and the rest being carries, would that be okay?
You said 80 to 90. Are there that many catches to go around? Is my first question off of what you're saying. When you talk about Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet, all the receivers we just named, I don't know that anyone's getting to
80 catches. I think they're going to throw the football a lot.
Oh.
Because look, look at the running back room. This is the conversation we're even having. And so I don't think the running game has to be exclusively carries. You know what I mean? That can be the screen game.
So one of the
things, but I understand what you're saying about, hey, that's a deep running back room. You're going to be fighting for targets. You're paying DJ to be one of the top two pass catchers in the room, if not number one.
He's the best playmaker on the team, point blank.
Agreed.
Until someone else steps up, one of these younger players, such as a Roma Dunze, such as a Luther, the Burden III, such as a Colston Loveland, he is your best playmaker. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson, last I checked, is not a dummy. He knows how to draw up plays. He knows how to scheme things, and he knows how to get the ball into his playmaker's hands. I expect DJ Moore to get 30, 40 touches out of the backfield. You know what? Just call it total touches. I expect him to get over 100 total touches. I don't think that's all going to be through the passing game. Right. I don't think he's getting 100 catches. So I think 30 to 40 touches on the ground makes sense, especially when you look at what they have, and we talked about the fact that they got rid of Ian Wheeler and Royce Freeman. Don't know what's going to happen as far as practice squad goes. Don't know what's going on with Cal Manungai. Don't know what's going on with Roshon Johnson, maybe even bigger.
Right.
So now they need more. And you're looking around the league and you're saying, well, maybe if somebody else gets cut, waived, released, however you want to say it, and you see that in Denver, you've got Audric Estime, who was cut. Do you like him as a fit? Because I don't necessarily know that they're out here looking for guys, especially because of where they are in the waiver order. They're down far enough that they're probably not going to have whoever they want just because they become available on waivers.
So a couple of things. They have injuries, which is why the room is depleted. But also, I wonder how they feel about the talent. Because you know what DeAndre Swift is, right? This guy can do a lot of things as a runner, as a pass catcher. And then after him, I think you have tons of questions. Like, that Britton Brown in the room, what do you feel about Roshon Johnson as a coaching staff? Like, is he good enough to be on this roster outside of being a healthy body? Question mark. Kyle Manungai, right? He showed some flashes in the preseason, and he's, you know, part of this draft class with this coaching staff. So you probably assume that they feel a way about him to keep him on the roster. Estime's interesting because he's had success in the NFL, and he has a skill set there. And so you got to think about it. There are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking for running back depth, not just you. Here's my other thing going back to DJ Moore playing a little bit of running back. While I love the idea of getting him involved just because he's your best playmaker offensively, I do think you have to be mindful about that guy taking tons of hits. Because as a wide receiver, how many times in a game is a wide receiver getting hit by a lineman, a linebacker? 2-3 times?
Usually only in the screen game.
Right.
Or if they're coming across the middle.
Exactly. As a running back, you're probably going to get hit by a lineman or a linebacker more times than not. And do I want DJ Moore getting hit by a linebacker 7 times a game?
No.
And he's 6 feet, 213, which is a nice size for, you know, a stocky receiver, but he's still lean. Like, I don't want that guy getting hit by Fred Warner 6 times, right? I don't want him getting hit by Roquan Smith 4 or 5 times. Like, I want him to be available. And that's when things start to go bad, when you say, man, DJ's a little banged up. Like, if we're in week 8, week 9, it's like, yeah, DJ's not going to practice week. He's a little bit banged up. Now we're starting to have the conversation of, okay, is this still a good idea?
People weighing in on the text line, 630, DJ Moore could be like a Dennis Gentry type of player. Okay, I hadn't thought about that. Also, 847, Bears still need a power running back. The power is in all caps, by the way. Cannot count on Roshon Johnson because he's always injured. How about Audric Estime, recently released by Denver? We just discussed him and the possibility. It's a possibility, but here's what I do trust. I trust that Ben Johnson, even if Ryan Poles doesn't, Ben Johnson knows what he needs. I trust Dan Roshar knows what he needs from an offensive line standpoint. These are two guys that I feel like understand what they need to do what they want to do. and they should be in lockstep because they are veterans and they are proven, both of them with track records that have shown they can do their jobs. They just need the right personnel. So I'm wondering who ends up on the proverbial cutting room floor on a day like today. Also, this from 773. Do you think they are giving Ben Johnson too much attention? He reminds me of Dave Wannstedt. He was the most sought after assistant, and look what happened to him. No, that's completely different. Ben Johnson is here because he's an offensive, forward-thinking genius, and he could take you to the next level, and everybody knows it, and I'm good with that. I think with the offensive line discussion, just as we talk about the outside possibly for a guy like Audric Estime, going back to what's going on at tackle, Detroit released a tackle, Dan Skipper.
Yeah.
And the conversation can be had whether or not you want to see Dan Skipper over some of these options you're seeing right now at left tackle, because he has experience with Ben Johnson's offense. He also has experience finishing off being the exclamation point on a trick play or two.
For me, I think it's interesting that he's a name out there. I don't think I would necessarily want him to be the left tackle. Actually, I know I wouldn't want him to
exactly.
be the left tackle. But as a swing guy, as a guy that knows Ben Johnson's system, I think that's extremely valuable. I think that might be as much, if not more valuable, than the potential of a guy like Karan Amagaji.
I think with Karan Amagaji, it's about development. Can you develop? And so far, the answer has been no, at least not adequately. But also, he missed a lot of time. This was his first training camp.
But doesn't that say something about you?
Well, that's the point, though, is that Ryan Poles, even though he's still here, he's got brand new coaches who have been known to develop and get guys where they want them to be in their systems. Talking about the offensive line coach and Rashard, talking about Ben Johnson in general. And Declan Doyle, he's not really as active. He's just, for lack of a better word, helping out as a surrogate for Ben Johnson and getting the offense ready any given week. But it's going to be interesting to see when these cuts happen by 3 p.m. today, and I'm sure they'll start rolling in soon, at least maybe the first wave. What's going to happen with some of these guys? Again, it's a big day for Ryan Poles. It's a big day for Ben Johnson. It's a big day for the Chicago Bears and what they hope to do this season. We are going to switch gears, though. Are you ready to switch gears, Russ?
Yeah.
Because I know this is your first born love, as it were. But we will switch gears, and we will talk about the thing that Russ does every day, which is baseball. The Cubs are 5.5 games out, with 31 games left to play. Can they catch the Brewers? We're going to talk about that at 11. But first, this Giants-Rockies portion of the 9-game West Coast swing they're on right now. Russ says there may be a pitfall out there that Cubs fans might want to be wary of, and it's not the team you probably think. That's when we come back with more Raheem and Harris with Russell Dorsey and for Layla on 670 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
How much do you pay attention to this schedule coming up?
We play the Angels next, and then we play the Giants, and then the Rockies.
What are those similarities?
They're major league teams, Bruce. It's hard to win a major league game.
And they're what? You're playing 20
West Coast?
They're all under 500.
I don't think there's any in any way that affects like our preparation for that or how you think about it.
It may not affect the preparation of the Chicago Cubs and Craig Counsell, as he's with Bruce Levine, our MLB insider here at 670 The Score. But it definitely affects our expectations of what the Cubs should do, as we just saw with the sweep of the Angels back here on Rahimi and Harris alongside Russell Dorsey, who's in for Layla Marshall. Hey, Russ, they swept the Angels.
They did.
They're 5.5 back.
Yeah.
I declared that they're going to catch the Brewers, much in the way we did earlier this season when we said the Brewers are eventually going to catch the Cubs.
We both agreed on that. We very rarely agree, but yes, we've been in lockstep on that.
And not only did they catch them, they lapped them a couple of times.
A little bit.
They went up 9 games, but that lead is down to 5.5 games with 31 games to play. The Brewers have 30 games left. And I said the Cubs are going to catch the Brewers. I don't know if they're going to win the division, but they're going to catch them.
By catch, I just want to make it clear. You mean at least tie before the season's over.
Yes, and if you tie, you're in first place because you have the tiebreaker.
Okay.
I see it happening. I see it happening sooner than rather than later.
Okay.
Do you see it?
I can see how you believe that, and I don't think, as opposed to a week ago when I would have said absolutely not, I've seen a version of the Cubs now that believe in themselves again. And now if you ask anybody in that room, they said, we believed in ourselves the whole time. Cool. But they were 9 games back at one point going into that Brewers series. And there's no way to quantify this, Marshall. But last week, they had the scheduled doubleheader on Monday. Brewers win game 1. Game 2 gets rained out. I think if it doesn't rain, I think they lose both games of that originally scheduled doubleheader, and that series goes completely differently. But it didn't happen that way. They lost game 1. Game 2 gets rained out. Doubleheader on Tuesday. Your rookie saves you in game 1. Homers for the first time. That carries over into game 2. And then you end up taking 3 of 4 from the Brewers. And yes, if you had swept that series, you'd be like, oh my goodness, what a series for the Cubs. But I think that series was more important for the Cubs in terms of finding who they were again. Right, we hadn't seen that team that we had saw in the first half for a while. They hadn't swept the team before the Angels since that first 3 days of July against the Cleveland Guardians. And so I think last week I saw a Cubs team that found a way to win. They were energized. You got really good performance out of your rookies that who've been really good in the second half. And so now you go into the back half of August, going into September, with a little bit of momentum. We had been waiting for the Cubs to find momentum again, and it feels like they finally found it.
I stated as part of this plan to catch the Brewers, they needed to go 7-2 on this road trip. They are 3-0. They are ahead
of the
curve. They need to go 4-2 the rest of the way, and they may end up going 5-1. They may end up going 6-0. Who knows? Yeah. But you say buyer beware when you see the Giants for 3 games and the Rockies for 3. I'm looking at this Giants series like, hey, if they can find a way to get a win against Robbie Ray, they have a chance to win this series, maybe even sweep this series. you're like, okay, that makes sense because the Giants have kind of punted on doing anything, really. But you're saying be wary of the next team on the schedule?
So here's my thing, because I want to make something clear. I, as somebody who watches baseball every day, you can't look past anybody, right? Yes, teams are out of it. No, the Giants aren't going to the postseason. No, the Rockies aren't going to the postseason. But any night in Major League Baseball, you can get beat, Marshall Harris.
You can get got.
You can be a World Series champion like the Los Angeles Dodgers with all the talent in the world. They just split a four-game series with the Colorado Rockies. So I want everybody to hear what I just said. The Dodgers, who won the World Series last year, they have, you know that guy, Shohei Ohtani? Heard of him?
Yes.
Mookie Betts. Found himself. Freddie Freeman. Yeah.
Bunch of MVPs.
MV3, right?
MV3.
Those guys. They split a four-game series with the Colorado Rockies. So maybe about a month ago when I was with you and we were talking right after the All-Star break or during the All-Star break about, hey, the Cubs have the easiest schedule in the second half. And people were really excited. Oh, this is where you get fat. And no, they were still leading the division at the time. And I said, whoa, let's slow up because anybody can get beat. And people are like, no, you got an easy schedule. Like, if you're the team that you think. And then what happened? The Cubs struggled for a little while there. And so I just don't like the idea of the strength of schedule being the thing that you rely on. Because if you think that way, and you heard Craig Counsell there, like, they don't think that way as a team. I think that's more of a fan-driven thing. But yes, you should beat bad teams if you're a good team, a team that thinks they can go to the World Series, win the World Series, go to the postseason. But you got to be mindful that, hey, if we let off the gas because, oh, we feel really good. We swept the Angels. And then we got the Giants who are out of it. We have the Rockies who are, you know, challenging the White Sox for the worst record in the history of baseball for a while there. If you think that way, you can mess around and lose three of those games.
So you're saying both teams get paid to play baseball, basically?
Yes. Yes.
There are professionals and major leaguers on all the teams. Well, maybe except the Twins, but most of the teams have a bunch of major leaguers.
Like, the Giants still have Rafael Devers, and they still have Willy Adames, and guys that hit the ball of the ballpark, Younghoe Lee. The Rockies have a bunch of young players who, look, they can find four or five runs in a night, especially in their built at Coors Field. All bets are off.
I love how you gave me all the name brands for the Giants, but then went generic when you talked about the Colorado Rockies.
Britton Doyle plays center field for the Rockies.
Yeah,
Ezekiel Tovar plays short.
Doyle's as hot as anybody in baseball in the second half.
So, like, you have to... Hunter Goodman, all-star, behind the plate. So they have guys that can play. If you just go in there thinking we're going to sweep the Rockies just because look at this bum franchise that don't know what they're doing, you can mess around and get beat. I don't think that's going to happen. But you can't put yourself in that mindset.
Okay, we're going to lay it out with Russell Dorsey, who's in for Layla Rahimi on this edition of Rahimi and Harris. Baseball talk continues. The Cubs, top of the division. They're on a collision course with the top of the division. But also, Kyle Tucker. Yes, he has awakened, if you will. But the thing that he has not done is show us exactly why we should believe he's going to continue this. Meanwhile, there are other players on the Cubs who seem to be getting more cover than Kyle Tucker ever did while he was going through his slump. Russell and I will examine those players, and one in particular that might hurt your feelings if you're a little too much of a fanboy or fangirl.
No, don't do that, because they're going to yell at me.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're setting them up to yell at you, not me. That's when we come back with more Rahimi and Harris. Russ is in for Layla on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.